AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream. Big Bank is here, Baby Jade is here. The homie has arrived, Kodak. Y'all always hear Kodak.
Yes, sir.
We're gonna let him sit in, you know what I'm saying, and see what he wanna be talking about today. But first, everybody good? Everybody good?
I'm good.
What's wrong?
Not good.
What's wrong?
Finna beat this nigga's ass, like, for real, bro. Straight up.
That's the way they show their love.
Nah, bro. Straight up.
Yeah. All right. Well, what are we discussing today? What's going on Big Facts?
You know what I'm saying? Okay, so this is what we doing.
Our special guest.
So we're picking a topic from one of our followers in the DM, right? So the topic is...
Shout out the follower real quick, because he a followers, dedicated follower.
Eastside Black.
Eastside Black, salute.
Eastside Black, salute. He said his question is signing to a rapper like joining a gang? When you sign to a rapper, are his enemies your enemies now? And if you're cool with his enemies, should that cause a rift between the two of you guys?
So if somebody signed with a label, signed with somebody, basically, is they ops your ops?
Pretty much.
You inherit ops, yes.
You inherit ops
in rap.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's what it is in rap. I mean, nine times out of ten, if you sign with a nigga and he got problems with another nigga, then that become your problems. That's just kind of how it is. I ain't saying I agree with it, but that's just kind of how it is.
And no.
Okay.
It depends. If you're a street nigga and you sign to a nigga and y'all on some street shit, that's a different now. But if I sign to a nigga and he got a problem with a nigga, this shit ain't got shit to do with me. If I don't hang with you every day, you know what I'm saying? I'm signed to you, but... You know what I'm saying?
If you're not a street nigga, it doesn't have anything to do with you.
If I'm not.
If the rapper that run 1, 2, 3 records, right, got a well-known problem.
If I got my label right now, Duct Tape Entertainment, I go sign a nigga from goddamn Florida. And this nigga don't even know nothing about no street shit. Why should my enemies be his enemies?
Because what if he moving around and your enemies...
Yeah,
because collateral damage when
I get that part, but what I'm saying is, what if he don't even move like that? How can I take it a certain way if the nigga be like, well,
shit,
I ain't on that with
like
you
that,
on
you gotta
OG,
get that nigga some
and I'm
security.
Finna let these niggas know. Whoever you beef with, I'm gonna let these niggas know when I see them. I ain't on that with my
niggas. Ain't trying to hear that.
Niggas ain't trying to talk it out though.
Niggas ain't trying to hear that.
They ain't trying to talk it out.
You better get that nigga
bro.
Some security.
He need to know what's going on. He can't just be moving around Atlanta.
What I'm saying is, a nigga can know what's going on, right? But he still can kick that one. Like, I don't got nothing to do with
who's
that.
Who's gonna give the nigga the opportunity to kick that?
That honestly might make it worse because they might feel like, think about it, they can't get to the owner of 1, 2, 3 records, so they're gonna get to the closest thing to the brand.
That ain't close to me though.
You signed to you. That's close.
Man, nigga, that's
much
you.
Closer.
I'm thinking different what I'm saying. Like, you know how you sign a nigga and you
sign
kick
a nigga
it with
to 1, 2, 3
let me say this. You sign a nigga and you kick it with him like, this my partner now. And then you sign a nigga and y'all just do business.
But he got 1, 2, 3
man,
record.
You know how that shit go. Like,
if he got the chain on.
He got the chain on.
It don't matter.
I ain't getting no chain.
He gonna get a shirt.
It don't matter.
Something. It's in his bio.
The shirt getting ripped off.
That. I'm not saying that. Like, okay, if that's the case, why niggas don't go goddamn shoot up the big buildings in L.A. then, in New York?
Because they look better. At it different.
That's what I'm saying. So why you can't look at it different when a nigga just doing business?
I feel you. I agree with you.
That's what I'm asking.
A nigga ain't gonna shoot up a building, but a nigga will shoot up a nigga that signed to a nigga that he's beefing with.
Every time.
I get what I'm saying. I get what y'all saying. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, listen.
Why can't it be executive? Why can't it be business?
Why a nigga gonna got that? That's just like big facts. Mm-hmm. Screen, you got a problem. Why a motherfucker coming in shooting at me and Jay?
Because they gonna shoot at close to the brand.
But them folks, no, I ain't got nothing to do with what you got going on.
You talking about sensible people. You talking about sensible people. Some people ain't sensible. They not sensible. They just want
to
get
close. I say it all depends on how y'all display y'all relationship to the public. So this my nigga, I'm on these songs with this nigga, dissing your ass and saying this and that and this and that. Then that's what this is.
So he signed to the
owner. I'm signed to you, but I'm doing my own thing. I got my whole movement down here where I'm at. We ain't on that. We ain't on that.
But all they see is their affiliation with you. They said, oh, he got on red? Bam, he out of here. No, I'm taking your team out. I'm taking your team out one by one.
I'm just saying, like, straight up.
No, I agree. Sensibly, if you sign to a nigga, you should not have to inherit his problems and ops. Sensibly. But on some nonsensible clout bullshit, hey, if he anywhere near 1, 2, 3 records, this our perfect time because we can't even get to the millionaire.
We can't get to the millionaire.
We're at least going to hurt you. Though, to whatever
me.
It takes.
Them ain't the niggas who really have their business, no. Like,
all
folks ain't got nothing to do with this.
It don't matter. All the headline is going to read and all the caption on Instagram is going to read.
So-and-so for one, two, three records, got his ass shut up. That's all it's going to say. And they going to call you, oh, they got one of yours, bro. They got one of your artists. What you going to do?
Hey, you going to feel some type of way when it happens.
I get what y'all saying. I'm just saying, like,
these people ain't thinking straight.
I don't understand why niggas don't go shoot at the goddamn big record labels and shit. Why niggas don't shoot at your A&R?
Because they might be
saying A&R's right there with you.
They might be signed to the same big label.
The big record labels were signed to two niggas beefing. They will have both of them on the big record because they're businessmen and they look at it as executives.
You know what I'm saying? So why niggas can't respect the business of another nigga having a business?
I wish it was that way. I'm just saying it ain't that way.
And then also the big labels is not participating in stuff at all.
Who just be like, I ain't in that shit. Man. Niggas respect. Man, I ain't seen it though. I can see niggas. I know niggas now. I be like, you know how you see a nigga like, oh, that bitch ass nigga, that ain't got, he ain't even in it. It's like that, for real. Niggas see little hey, niggas would be like, you know them hoe ass nigga, that ain't no
this
that.
This is sensible.
Right or wrong, though.
No, you talking
ain't
sense.
Ain't too many white flags getting waved in rap beef.
Every crew got beefs, right?
Yeah.
Niggas from this crew seeing niggas from this crew, because both of them sides, pussy, ain't nobody finna do nothing. They all standing in the club, nigga.
Let me ask you some real shit, though, bank.
Them niggas ain't on that.
Bank.
But you see them certain faces, it gonna be gunshots.
If you had a problem.
What's up, big girl?
You sneezed on me, bro. Now my head is hurting.
No, I'm just saying, like, real nigga shit, though.
Right now, because you are more sensible bank, right?
If I ain't saying I'm more sensible shit. I'm just saying, like, you don't get what I'm saying, screen. If me and you out, right?
Right.
A nigga got a problem with me, they'll probably be like,
gonna shoot everybody.
Nah,
you.
Nigga probably be like, Scream ain't got nothing to do with that. If a nigga know you.
A sensible nigga.
I'm just saying, it's like, just period. Like, Scream ain't got nothing to do with it.
But a lot of people mentality.
Shoot around him.
I'm
just saying the nonsensible people think if you with them, you with them. I mean, you think, really, we talked about this on Big Facts.
Right,
like,
right.
Nigga can leave a comment under a nigga page.
Oh, yeah, like it. You
beef.
Like, yeah, you, yeah, yeah, nah, for sure. You right
see
about
what I'm
that.
Saying?
Yeah.
That's the comment we're in now.
You know, I get what y'all saying, but what I'm saying is, I look at it different, me personally. Mm-hmm. If I got a problem with a nigga, I got a problem with that nigga.
Me too. That's how I
you
look at it.
You know what I'm saying? Now, if you got them talking tough with him and shit.
That's different.
Then, yeah. But if you ain't said nothing, homie, you see me as, ain't on that, man. But I know what's going on, but I ain't on that.
Well, homie Eastside, I can respect that. What homie Eastside Black is saying is it like a game? If you got that 1, 2, 3 record shirt on.
Yes, it is. If you don't get it situated with all
it ain't,
parties.
Listen,
I come sign to be like, bro, I know what you got going on the street, but I ain't on that, bro.
Look, back in the day,
I'm trying to give you some money.
If you had the Death Row shirt on, you was Death Row. And whatever came with that
them
smoke,
you got to take. Nigga was a gang, no, that was a gang.
But I'm just saying, that's how it was. It can get to that level. So if in that, I don't think it's like that here now.
What if a nigga, certain niggas sign up for shit that they don't have to? Because if I had a label and a nigga came to me and said these words that, bro, I want to get money with you, bro, but I ain't know none of that shit you on.
But if it's a beef, him coming to tell you don't mean shit. It's about what these other niggas are going to
exactly.
do.
True. That's true. Mm. But if he's a sensible nigga, if he telling me he not on it, hold on, this one said. If he telling me he not on it, that must mean he know both all parties. So he done told them that too.
Hopefully.
I'm finna get my money. And nigga be like, yeah, go on and get your money, bro. I can't hate on you or the nigga money.
And you think
right or wrong though?
But listen, and I'm just gonna play. I'm gonna play devil's advocate for a minute. If I'm the nigga on the other side, and I know the nigga that's signing you that said that he wasn't on it, whatever. But me and you got like real smoke going on. I'm gonna tell the nigga, yeah, okay, you know, whatever. You're not on it, blah blah blah. And I'm gonna smoke this nigga too first because he's the weakest link.
I'm just trying to get these niggas to look at it another way.
No, I want them too, because like, it's some bullshit.
I get what y'all
and
saying. Like, and you know, I'll come back to what you said again. Pick a side. I get that. But at the end of the day,
we didn't even touch on the pick a side.
A lot of this shit is business too, though. You know what I'm saying?
It's business.
It's business too, though. Like, nigga, you better stay out these folk way. Now, you know you're inside these folk. These folk got all this shit going on. If you know what come with this shit.
Exactly. So it may be in your best interest not even to get involved with it.
But I done seen niggas. If I ain't rapping about these niggas, I ain't on no diss. I ain't standing no video with no nigga dissing no nigga. I ain't got nothing to do with that
That's
shit.
That's what I was about to say.
You saying if I go sign right now to QC, so all Quavo and goddamn all these four ops and Lil Baby, they ops my ops now. Instead of knowing I'm doing business with QC.
For sure.
No.
There's there's what
I don't give a fuck what y'all say.
You can't use that as an example though.
No, you can't.
That's three separate entities.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying signing to a label. You signing to a label. So y'all saying if you sign to a label, you inherit everybody's.
You sign to a label as an artist, right? If you sign as an artist, you inherit their shit. If you're doing business, that could be
what
a little
shit,
bit different.
No, what
you
shit?
Can't, like,
what
you can't.
They ops, they beef. All that shit. You walking around with the
QC
chain.
QC was a bad example.
Listen.
That's a perfect example.
Lil Baby's ops are going to get at 4PF. Quavo and them's ops are going to get at
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, if I am an artist right now and I go sign to these niggas.
Yes.
Y'all saying these are my ops too. Everybody on the label.
That's what I'm saying.
That's impossible.
If they can't get the big fish chain or material or one up on the big fish, they're going to go to any fish. They're going to take that chain.
I get what y'all saying.
They're going to take the chain.
But what I'm saying is it's your energy to me. It's the energy that you put off that make niggas be like, oh, he on that with them niggas.
Yeah, the energy that you put off.
It's the energy that you put off.
The energy that you put out makes it worse, but it doesn't eliminate you from... Yeah, exactly. It's not going to save you.
Think about it.
Just because you said, I'm not on that, I'm not on that.
If you ain't on it for real, you ain't on it for real.
That's what I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying.
We already established that.
Any respectable gangster, supposed to be shooter, whatever, big dog going to be like, them niggas ain't on that.
That's what it should be.
That's what it's going to be, bro.
That ain't where we at,
but
though.
Most shooters are not respectable nowadays.
Because these niggas be doing little slick-ass shit. Doing a little slick ass shit, really on it. If you ain't on it, you ain't on it. Nigga, I see y'all nigga acting nervous and shit. Cause I ain't on that. Like, posting diss videos and shit.
All right, now, then you on
liking and commenting, nigga. Now you is on that.
Yeah, no.
I don't give a fuck if this your best friend. If you like a diss video of me, you on that. You better like everything else but that.
Yeah.
He ain't on that.
If you're going out your way to tell people you're not on, you really gotta not be on that.
That's what I'm saying.
I agree with that.
So if you're gonna go make those videos, don't be like those videos.
But it's still, if a nigga see that chain, 1, 2, 3 records, they don't give a fuck who got it. It can be a preacher. We finna get this chain
that's
and go
what
up.
Saying.
I get that. But I'm saying
it's war, right?
It's war.
You're a casualty
ain't
of war.
1, 2, 3 records. I'm wearing my own shit,
bro. You can
I'm
go.
I still got my own shit going on. Just signed to these folks getting money.
If
that's but sensible,
you're promoting the fact that you're signed to 123 Records. So when a nigga smokes you, the caption or the whatever or the headline in the paper or whatever is going to read.
I guess I ain't explaining this shit.
Such and such from 123 Records that might have had his own company after 123 Records got smoked in this beef.
Yeah. You know you got to move different when you join Death Row Records.
Exactly.
The day you join Death Row Records, you're like, all right, this shit just changed. It is what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it is. There was a lot of people that was cool on all sides, and some of them niggas probably still on the phone talk. But guess what? If they cross paths, what you gonna do? Okay, y'all go ahead and fight. I'm gonna sit over here because I ain't got nothing to do with that shit.
With everybody
that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Didn't Eminem
inherit 50 Cent beef?
Who?
Eminem inherited 50 Cent beef like back in the early 2000s when he was beefing with Benzino. Everybody, he inherited that beef.
He was with that.
Yeah, he was with it.
Didn't nobody have to ask him to do that. He willingly did that.
He was with it. That's different.
Yeah. They gave him millions to be with it, though, fairly. Yeah, I mean, they gave him millions. Yeah, they gave him millions.
I'm saying, fuck y'all niggas.
Yeah.
I'm with him.
Yeah, I'm with Shane. I'm with Aftermath. I'm with Aftermath.
There's no nigga who doing whatever he want to do. I'm showing up around. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
But I'm saying, bro, you haven't never seen a situation where maybe it wasn't supposed to go like that, but it did. A casualty of war, right?
Oh, for sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because he wasn't moving like that, bro. I done seen times where niggas be like, well, I done seen it all. Mm-hmm. Say put it like that. Mm-hmm. I done seen times where niggas be like, them niggas, they ain't got nothing to do with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, if them whole ass such niggas over there, and you look over there, and be like, nah, them ain't the ones.
But have you seen it the other way around? Like, fact. if you with them, because it already be goddamn established.
You acting like you ain't with them, but you with them. I'm telling you, it's on your actions, bro.
I just believe in innocent bystanders.
No, I'm saying no.
Everybody who depends on the level.
It depends on the level. I get what you're saying, but what I'm saying like,
but
anything could happen if it's just spur of the moment. But we not hunting these bitch ass niggas.
Oh no, for sure, I agree. We ain't stunning them. They ain't the money.
Yeah, well, they ain't. Now if I see you now, you better have your ass out or whatever. But whatever, I get that part. What y'all saying? Like, go ahead and spend that shit. No. I'm not saying, I'm saying like if such and such signed 123 Record now, oh, they're my op, I'm gonna kill this nigga. I can't see a nigga doing that when nigga ain't acting like he on that.
You're not crashing out for a squirrel.
Awesome niggas that fucked up in the head, though, I'm telling you.
But you're not crashing out over somebody that's not the main target.
Yeah.
Yeah, people shooting up.
No, that's not the main. We ain't saying.
People that's fucked up.
Yeah, we ain't saying main target. It can't be the main target. You the new small fish.
Yeah, you the op.
Can't get to the big fish and you want to eat, you gonna eat the small fish. That's how them niggas play.
Because it's trophies for that, too. It's trophies for the little niggas that wasn't in it.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, well, I'm just trying to see.
It shouldn't be like that, but it's like that.
I love what you're saying. Like, it should be some executive shit like, these people getting money. I'm a record label owner.
But, again,
now,
just to reiterate what he was saying, because I get what he's saying, like, about if you not, like, shit-talking, if you're not doing all the extra shit, then, you know what I'm saying, you should be spared. And that's true. But at the end of the day, like, the shit talking only puts you in it deeper. You're already in it because of your affiliation.
Nah, you already suspect. You're not in it. You're already a suspect to be in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you over there with them niggas. That's just how it goes.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but for 2 years, okay, I still can see, like, bro, I ain't never did nothing to me. You know what I'm saying? I can't make him have a problem with me because I got a problem with this nigga.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it should be.
I'm just saying, like, me, I'm speaking from myself, me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he ain't never did nothing to me, but I'm still, you know, fuck you still, but I ain't got no problem with you.
Right.
But, you know, fuck you because you over there.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I ain't not watching you, but I ain't watching you to do nothing to you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You get what I'm trying to say? Like,
100%.
It's like, you could be somewhere with me, and I won't feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm paying attention to everything, but I don't feel like I need to. What's up? Pull out or whatever. You get what I'm saying? Because this ain't. Because you just you this. I understand. I can't. I'll be a hater.
This is a business.
I'll be a hater. You be a hater. Don't get your money. And I ain't helping you get no money.
I didn't sign you.
That's a hater to me.
Right. But I'm talking about the niggas with you that don't give a fuck. You ain't even.
I'm gonna be done said that.
Nah, but you know what? You know what? I feel what he's saying because I just had a similar situation like that to. A person that was a friend of mine and has been a friend of mine forever, But just recently, like, for whatever reason, you know what I'm saying, we're not speaking anymore. But I don't necessarily look at him.
I'm not like, speaking fuck with him, the really, person because but, of an affiliation.
Yeah, but I'm not necessarily looking at him like a dangerous op.
I'm saying it's because of an affiliation.
You over there on the other side, so
right.
I don't fuck with that side, so stay over there. But you know what I'm saying? It's not no smoke like that. You see what I'm saying? Like, I get what you're saying.
Like, you know what it is. You know we not cool.
Mm-hmm.
But ain't in what y'all got going on. If y'all got real smoke or whatever she's saying, real beef or whatever,
yeah.
Then I don't feel like a nigga should just be automatically thrown in that shit unless he, you know.
Yeah, I
participate.
Agree. I agree.
Yeah.
You're participating, you participate. Yeah.
But so yeah. You're saying putting on the 1-2-3 shirt and the 1-2-3 chain and saying 1-2-3 for life.
But I'm doing my own thing, though.
I'm just asking, do you feel like that's participating?
What do you mean? Say that again.
1-2-3 for life. 1-2-3 shirt, 1-2-3 chain. I'm riding with 1-2-3-1. That's what I'm saying in the interviews. I ain't going at nobody.
It depends.
I'm on my rap shit.
On the intensity,
but I'm down for this shit. I'm 1-2-3. They just cut me a check.
You down for how though?
They didn't specify.
If you on Big Facts, we're gonna ask you how.
Yeah, for sure. Like, but they didn't specify. They just doing their interviews, doing what they supposed to do.
Right, well, you
they just gave you some money. You repping 1-2-3.
You need to leave that money. You're down.
You suspect.
That's a lot. That's
suspect.
That's a lot of repping for somebody who's not really in it.
Yeah.
No, it's not a
that's a lot of revenue.
Somebody okay.
Nah, that ain't
bro. If somebody and it ain't just the money, but if somebody sent you a wire for 6 figures and everything you ever dreamed of, and it came from me and we're beefing, then you gonna be riding with me. But to what extent is what we trying to say?
But I feel like that's my character though. So if I'm with somebody and that person got issues with somebody else, shit.
I feel the same way.
I got issues with them too.
That's just like
that's where y'all come from though. I'm saying like a person that don't even come from that. Like nigga, I just
because I wouldn't want nobody else doing that to me. So if somebody I got issues with is kicking it with somebody I'm cool with, then I gotta look.
What I'm saying is we're talking about a rapper signing to somebody with
I'm gonna break this it down. Let me say something real quick. It could be the backpack rapper. He could have 1-2-3 records backpack, right? If that nigga walk through Lenox Mall, they gonna kick his ass. I'm just gonna be honest with you. Y'all can sugarcoat all y'all want.
In they front
gonna
of the kick Apple Store.
Hopefully they won't smoke them like Jay say. It won't get that deep, but it's like, bro, you gotta get this.
You gotta get this
1-2-3 ass whipping, bro.
Walking through the mall with a backpack. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about.
Loyalty to the situation, because just like take me for instance, like if we somewhere or anywhere or any day at a time or whatever and a nigga says fuck him, I'ma feel like they saying fuck me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Period. Like no type of discussion.
But you signing up for all my bullshit, I ain't talking about that.
It don't matter.
Y'all talking about something totally different though.
No, we're not.
This is the thing. When you were 1-2-3 records, it could be different shit. It could be you're at the club, it could be you're at the mall, it could be at the restaurant, it could be you at the hotel.
What I'm saying is, bro,
mm-hmm.
I ain't got nothing to do with old boy and them doing over that 1-2-3 record. I'm over here to get me some money.
How you don't even sign really
signed
that you sound
to 1-2-3 records?
That shit don't even make sense, bro.
There are certain people that would not have signed to certain record labels because they know where it's going to come with.
So you think I'm finna sign you and you finna be a disloyal nigga because I got beef?
How you disloyal, bro? If we still getting money, if you streaming, I'm getting paid every month, you getting paid every month, we getting paid off our shows, I don't have to see you. But get what, bro? You know how many niggas that we think are something else and they really that?
Facts. Biggest facts.
Like, don't get it fucked up. A lot of niggas just know how to talk
big facts,
that shit.
Like
biggest,
big
facts. Big facts. Big facts.
Yeah.
Biggest facts.
Real shit. A lot of these niggas know how to talk that shit and that's it.
Yeah.
They might have niggas around that'll do them shit that they talking about, but you can't make these folk do that shit, bro. That, to me, you shouldn't.
I agree.
If you know. Like, even the niggas around you know, shout ain't that. And you know, that ain't that.
Mm-hmm.
Why you gonna make this person? You ain't doing them a making a snitch.
Because people be on bullshit, though.
You ain't
bro.
Doing them a making a snitch. You force a nigga to do some shit that he wasn't ready to do, he gonna tell.
I got you.
Facts.
That's real.
So why you not even respecting that? Like, nigga, to me, shooting at a nigga who's saying he ain't got nothing to do with it or he ain't in it, that's the same thing as shooting at a child.
Mm.
It's a fucking innocent.
Innocent bystander.
How you gonna make this nigga because he over here trying to change his family life?
Yeah, innocent bystander. I agree.
Yeah. But then again, that's
how
it should be. That's not how it is.
That's how it is if it's that for real, bro. If you see, I don't give a fuck, bro. Any nigga, it could be the craziest nigga in the world, bro. He gonna think twice, like, nah, them niggas, dang. Unless they all standing there. You standing over there with them, I can't tell the bullets go around you. That's just how it go. You standing over there with the main op. I can't tell them going around. Now you out by yourself, you and your crew. You ain't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
1-2-3 Records is out with 4-5-6 Records. And everybody comes, boom, they meet ahead right here, right? What are the rappers on each side supposed to do?
Now, if y'all together, y'all together.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But if I'm just
saying, y'all bump heads, like, you got to do what you got to do.
Nah, he's saying, like, just say, Vince, you ain't got nothing to do with it. You just a rapper. You ain't got nothing to do with it, with his boss and them. Mm-hmm. His boss and them got real smoke. Hey, man.
Little dude, it ain't got
whatever
to
come
do
with it.
It,
come with it then.
Yeah, like
I can't not do it because you here. Mm-hmm. That's just how that goes.
Little dude, and you know that got something to do with it now.
Yeah, you got. But like, if I see you out
alone,
you not with these folks. You don't be with these folks. Whatever, you know
you
what
got
I'm saying?
Do
not
it.
Me personally. I'm just saying, like, because I wouldn't do none of this stuff.
Right.
What I'm saying is, if a nigga see you, if your ops see you, and you know it's supposed to be your own site, whatever, with whatever the op shit go, and you standing over there with them nigga, you better be fast.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I see you somewhere, okay, you ain't a threat if you're not a threat.
You're a rapper.
You get what I'm saying?
You're a rap artist. Yeah. Got you.
You get what I'm saying?
Nah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
That's fair.
I feel you, big homie.
Nah, real shit, man. I just, and it could go the other way, but I just feel like that's how it should
That's
go.
The proper way. That's what we should put
and
out
both
there.
Sides should respect, even the nigga, like, even if this nigga go do a song with the niggas, or niggas from over that way who fought with them niggas, why do you care?
Yeah,
he not in it.
But you
long as they not dissing either, they not doing that. I'm not liking your diss video. I'm not in it.
If one of your artists that was signed to you went and did a song with maybe not your op, but the team.
I haven't signed an artist of that caliber yet. My artists are family.
Got
so that's
you.
Different. We can't, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Like if I sign a nigga outside from goddamn Tupelo Jupelo,
right.
I don't give a fuck what you do, nigga.
Right. Okay. And you ain't
this
gonna
shit
feel
business.
No type of way.
No type of way.
Okay, that's solid.
Cause it been, I kinda, especially if it's gonna help you elevate. Now you go over there, you like you just on some dick ride shit. I'm be like, bro, we don't do no dick ride.
Right.
But if you go, this shit gonna help you in your career further. You nigga, do that shit.
Yeah. Okay. What you think, Jay?
Like I said, you can't be no. How you gonna stop
this
a nigga
from? This nigga sneezed on me, bro. My head is hurting. I can't.
How you gonna stop
now,
a nigga
bro?
From doing some shit that you can't do for him?
I agree. I just see shit and it'd be like, wow.
But if we don't,
I see a lot of wow.
It's a difference between signing a nigga and taking an oath.
Is it?
That's the difference.
Is it?
No, it's not.
What you mean?
If you sign,
you finna put him in all your business?
No, hell no. That's what I'm saying. If you go sign to Def Jam Records, this is what you said earlier, then it's understood they signed to Def Jam Records. We ain't tripping. Unfortunately, when it becomes that boutique label, 123 Records / Def Jam, they looking at 123 Records. And I'm telling
but
you,
you know what I'm saying?
You inherit
what
all
I'm
they bullshit.
If you sign to a label,
mm-hmm.
or you... What they call it in the game, get jumped in. Yeah. Which one are you doing?
That's what,
or you take
that's
a
what he, that's what he asking.
Shit.
That's what homie asking.
That's what I'm saying.
When you sign
when
to a label, it's like,
label,
it's
what
you do.
On the label.
Some niggas come to the label like, shit, bro, I'm with for whatever y'all with.
Right.
Some niggas come, I ain't with that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the difference.
Right. But what I'm saying is, and I say it one last time, that doesn't mean you won't inherit some bullshit.
Yes. Now, you can't avoid what you can't avoid.
Right.
But what I'm saying is you can try to avoid what you don't want to see happen.
Do you think that if they do that, I ain't on it on, do you think that might show a little bit of weakness?
How is weakness? Because ain't no nigga playing with me still.
If you're not on that, you're not on that.
If a nigga ain't playing with me still, fuck that. I ain't on it. Listen, I ain't talking about me. I'm saying the artist. If the artist ain't having no type of problems himself,
mm-hmm.
how the fuck is that weakness by saying I ain't got nothing to do with what some shit happened and I don't know about.
When he come on board,
I don't even know about this shit.
He should not have the problems.
He shouldn't have the problems, but if, like I said, if I'm on the other side of the op shit or whatever's going on and fucking little bitty bifty boop from fucking 123 Records comes at me or we run into each other, bump heads or whatever, and he comes up to me and says, I don't want no smoke. I ain't got nothing to do with that shit. I'm finna look at this nigga like he's a pussy. I'ma say okay. And this the first nigga I'ma do something to just to prove my point.
But that's just what kind of nigga you are.
But I'm saying,
nigga.
Yeah, but I'm saying,
okay. You
but
just a fuck nigga.
No, but I'm saying.
Cause this man come up to me, bro, ain't nothing like retreat.
But listen,
That's how you get your ass whooped.
But listen,
that's how you lose in this shit.
Listen, real quick.
You go against principles and more. You know this man ain't got shit to do with this shit.
Right.
That's how you in the
but
end.
But that's
you
niggas
lose
that really understand the art of war. A lot of these niggas don't understand that.
Listen,
shit,
please hear me out.
How you lose?
Please hear me out.
These folks ain't got nothing. Hey man, you come retreat. Man, that's just like. Excuse me, screen. That's just like a motherfucker come tell you if you in a fight. That's why they got, in MMA, you can tap out. Mm. Nigga tap out, you probably let him go. You tapped out, you a hoe.
Hit a tricky
go.
Part.
So you tap out. How the fuck off in the steel?
So what?
Nigga done tapped out.
Situation. You pull up. It could be 1 a.m. or some shit.
Make a nigga bust your ass up. That's all gonna happen. Like playing like that, trying to.
You pull
nigga,
up.
You, I too. All right.
Now let's leave on this. You
no,
pull
I'm
up.
I'm not saying
bitch,
me.
I said I wasn't on that. I said I wasn't on that, but I ain't say I was no hoe.
You pull up, right? You see the 123 Records nigga at a gas station, right? So y'all both pumping y'all gas. What's your actions? What's your thought? What do you do if you're looking at the 123 Records, nigga?
I'm going to shoot the tank and blow the gas nigga up.
That's what you're going to do.
You at the gas station.
Listen, why are you going to do that?
I'm finna go out all
why,
the way out.
Saying, why are you going to do it? Why are you
going
to do it?
I'm going all the way out for
because
mine.
Because he's just a rapper. He's just a rapper, but why are you going to do that? Answer why you going to do that.
Brazy,
I'm trying to make a point. Answer why you going to do that.
Huh?
Why are you going to do it? That's what I'm trying to make a point.
Because it's up.
Because it's up and he's not the op, but he with the ops, right?
Hell yeah.
Okay, what would you do?
What?
You see 123 Records, bruh, at the gas tank, pumping his gas, minding his business.
I'm the shooter? I'm a shooter?
You a nigga that is...
I'm a shooter if I see my... What I'm wanting to shoot, I'm shooting.
You could be the CEO, whatever. You can know he ain't got nothing to do with it. Or think in your head he ain't got nothing to do with it. You see him at the gas tank. She said it's up. Because you're up.
You're with 123 Records. I see him with the nigga...
No, just one-on-one. Gas station.
Oh, with the nigga who said he ain't got nothing to do with it.
He got the shirt on, 123 Records, because he signed on 123 Records.
But he ain't said nothing.
And he at the gas station, 1 a.m,
but
just y'all two.
But I'm going to be, get what? Because I'm going to be done research these niggas to see who on that.
But you know he not on that.
You seen he ain't on it.
I ain't got no smoke with him.
So you going to let it go?
Yeah, I'm going to let him go.
You not going to let it go.
I'm finna blow the gas station.
Why?
Why?
I know, but
no, answer, please answer. Why?
Because it's up. But listen, I'm not speaking from what I would do. I'm speaking from the other side of the op. Because
the unsensible people.
Yeah, because that's, we got to, you know, cover everybody.
But do you know why she would blow the fucking whatever off the 1, 2, 3?
I can't say what.
Because I'm thinking that this nigga's finna blow me up
first. That's what I'm saying. You don't know. That's the point I'm getting at. You don't know.
You're right. That's what I said. I can't say.
So you gonna let him go and then you end up going?
So if we both gotta go, nigga, I'm finna make sure that you understand that I got you first.
Which comes to my point that you inherit their bullshit, because you can't pump gas without running to so-and-so. You ain't gonna feel comfortable.
It's always gonna be a risk.
What happened?
I'm with Bank on this one. Like, I feel like just because I signed to somebody, I don't, like, okay, I'm not gonna inherit their business.
That's called naive.
But this is, but this is.
You're naive.
Wait.
You're naive.
I'm with Bank when he said, if I'm in the videos, if I'm in the comments, if I'm doing all that extra shit, if I'm doing all that, yes, I inherit the beef. But what if I am a pop artist? I don't have nothing to do with that.
But listen,
wait, hold on.
Pop artist gonna get their ass popped.
Piggity pop.
I'm just saying.
Popcorn.
You better get with this new day. The problem is we're all
sent. Now listen to what I'm saying. That's.
No, but I'm saying I could be signed to Bank. Bank could be all in the streets with bullshit. I came out here from California. I have my whole management team. I have my own team.
No, but
I'm not around.
Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. You know that.
That's what I'm saying.
You know that Bank knows that.
Hey, quit reach crawl me, man.
Man, bro, chill out.
Back your ass up to your mic, bro. Fuck wrong with you. Security.
No, listen what I'm saying. You know that Bank knows that, or Black or whatever y'all call him. But fucking at the end of the day, these op niggas don't know that. You keep talking. Y'all keep
I'm saying, y'all get, you're right.
These niggas don't know. These niggas ain't communicating with y'all. These niggas don't know what's going on. All they know is that.
I'm speaking from me. Yo, I'm speaking from me, my point. Like,
yeah,
end of the day, now, I can't say what the young niggas gonna do.
And I agree with that's what
I can't
I'm
say what the young niggas gonna do either.
What I'm saying is, you could be signed to somebody and never be seen around them. Like, Bank could be in Atlanta. Me and my California.
Y'all gotta understand.
California. Like,
let me say this. In this world, this game, you just run into people. You cannot want to leave your fucking house, walk out your house, and the ops is your neighbors.
Yeah,
that's like, how that shit go. You have now just inherited 1, 2, 3 records bullshit.
You gotta stay ready so you don't have to get
ready. It is what it
is.
You've inherited. I'm not saying it'll be active and some shit will happen, but you're gonna think different.
That wrong on screen. Because if Ross had a beat back when y'all had, when you.
I got crazy phone calls.
But ain't nobody,
now, let it be
ain't
known.
Nobody up on you.
Right, I'll let it be
and
known.
And respect to that. Nigga, when, I would never think if I had a problem with Rick Ross and Maybach Music that I had a problem with DJ Screen.
For sure.
But, all right, then. So we don't need any of that.
No, but listen, I move as if, just in case. I don't know.
I didn't say go out there and be slipping.
Yeah.
I ain't saying. What I'm saying is a nigga gonna respect it. Like, Scream ain't got shit to do with this, man.
Yes, I agree with that.
And when you went,
okay, that's what I'm saying. That's the perfect example.
That's
I just had to think about.
Perfect example, no, for sure.
Yeah, nigga, like Ross had all kinds of shit going on. Everybody,
right.
when y'all was,
and I walked around and I
nobody,
was seeing niggas.
Wasn't no, it, you weren't nobody. We, you just DJ Scream.
We'll speak. It is what it is. I'm a different brand. It's separate. I get
that's
that.
All
but
I'm
there
saying.
Are niggas out there.
But
that's
that doesn't. That does not. Yeah. That does not mean in every.
Scream got lucky. There are niggas out there that would have seen that it's possible. They would have seen.
There are some people. Right, right.
What are y'all talking about?
Right.
Like, what are y'all saying?
What?
Like, what are you saying?
Like,
y'all right.
Like, y'all niggas out there that don't give a fuck about DJ Scream.
We don't care.
Like, what are y'all?
He got on an MMG. He got on the shirt.
Jay, fuck it. We gonna pop the.
He got on the shirt.
We gonna pop the intern too.
We know we can't get. We know we.
We know the intern getting smoked too. Fuck it.
That's what I was saying. There's people like that.
Everybody, like, y'all know that.
We're gonna pop the groupie hoes too.
I know it.
Groupie bitches getting popped too.
I know it.
You fucked them, you getting popped too.
I know it.
Facts.
It's the real. It's just real
Jay,
shit.
I get what Jay is saying.
Because
some people it don't matter.
True, though, bro.
Your affiliation.
Screen, you live through it, though.
Yeah, look.
You know what I'm saying? So, big girl say what she wanna say, bro. I get what y'all say. I'm saying. Now, you got to watch your back for niggas who just want to prove a point.
100,000%.
You got niggas who want to prove a point, but you ain't even moving because you ain't on that.
Right.
You ain't round goddamn the little post shooters.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They're
going
to shoot you in Buckhead or some shit.
Right.
So the chance going to be slim to none if you're not on that. If you on that, you're around where it's going down.
Period.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying, bro. Like, she said she could be a whole... it'll be less likely.
Less, yeah, like percentage. But all I'm saying, it's and the possible. Fact is, it's you have inherited, you have inherited the bullshit.
Question. So you, before you sign and do all of that, do you sit there and ask, like, who's your enemy? Who's your beef? Do I have to look at this person differently?
You should know that. You should.
But 9 times out of 10, niggas ain't going to do that because before you get signed, a majority of niggas before they get signed are fucked up and they trying to make a way out. So they not even taking into consideration all of the extra shit that comes along with what they're about to do to get themselves out of the situation that they in.
Jay said you got some niggas don't give a fuck about no DJ Screen.
Oh God, bro. like y'all tripping today, bro. Nah,
niggas ain't even around them. You know anybody can be anywhere. You know what I'm saying?
I could be your neighbor. I'm telling you,
bro. You know what I'm saying?
Think about, in conclusion, think about the weird places you don't ran into. Even if they ain't full ops, just people you don't fuck with that you didn't expect to. Really weird fucking places.
Some of the weirdest places.
Fucking Waffle House. Fucking Walmart.
One thing about this shit, though, this shit called life, man. It's so much bullshit going on that some shit can happen to you on a random. True. So you gotta be prepared for all bullshit. So all that shit fit under one category.
True.
Do the wrong shit, you can get your ass bust up. Nothing else. That's just how it go.
Like the podcast.
That's just how it go. I don't give a fuck. It could be goddamn shit. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, you don't know how that shit going to come.
Yeah.
So everybody your op, if you don't know
them. Big
fan. Yeah. Like, I know that probably some dumb ass shit to say, but that's the truth. Because you don't know what's, you don't. Bro, in this world, bro, these niggas doing shit to old peoples and people that don't supposed to, like, so this shit is different. This shit different, dog. Oh. You can, niggas, all this shit getting shot up and shit, man, please. Like, so it's like, end of the day, you better stay ready anyway.
Some stuff you just, you really don't expect it to happen, though. Like, the shit that happened at the FedEx shit a few days ago. Like,
you'll be a damn fool not to. I'm tweaking everywhere I go. All this shit, bro. You don't never know. A nigga could. It's so many niggas waking up, fed up, ready to do some dumb shit, man. You did what it is.
Facts.
That's how I look at it. Like, so shit, it is what it is. Like, it shouldn't go down anywhere, anything. Might ain't got nothing to do with me. I could be in the wrong place, wrong time. This shit just. That's how this shit go. Look at all this bullshit happening, bro.
Yeah.
So it's like.
So if it can happen.
The moral of the story is.
You inherit.
But I'm saying, me personally,
yeah.
I wouldn't. If I see a nigga. Ain't on that.
Mm-hmm.
But he over there trying to get him some paper. Get your money.
I'm with you.
Get your money. That's just me. Mm-hmm. And any nigga that's hearing my voice or seeing my face and you out here in these streets, I feel like you should do the same shit. Like, why the fuck I'm finna? It's just because at the end of the day, if you look, trouble gonna come anyway. You don't have to look for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I be telling them nigga like, bruh, you gonna have a time to show what you about. You ain't got to go around trying to use up all your good chances on some bullshit.
Well, any nigga that's seeing my voice and hearing my face, just be Jay ready so you don't have to get ready. Straight up, like, because it's
already up.
It's always up. It's do you got to move like it's always up so you won't go down. Straight up, like.
Not real shit, though.
Facts.
Yeah. Biggest facts. Good, healthy discussion that I hope everybody learned something from.
We got the homie Twista pulling up.
Shouts to Twista, man. You know what I'm saying? The OG, the legend about to pull up. You know what it is? www.bigfactspod.com.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Live for First Class Sounds is going down. Of course, it's DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby J. We got a special guest in the building today. The legendary Twista is here. Yay. On Big Facts.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
What's up, my brother? How you been? How everything going?
Man, I've been cooling, man.
You been cooling?
Yeah, everything is good.
You know, I want to start off with this conversation by asking, bro, what made you decide to rap so fast? Let's get into the essence of your rap style and when you started rapping a little bit. Like, when did you decide that I'm going to be not only a fast rapper, but pretty much the fastest rapping nigga ever? Like, nobody raps faster than Twista. Like, how did that come about?
Just really, really wanting to do a different rap style. Wanting to do something different other than what I was doing. Like, I got into it early in Chicago doing my thing. And I just feel like... it was a little before my time, what I was doing as far as the music, and started battling around the neighborhood and stuff like that once I got pretty good, and then always wanted to keep elevating. And I remember the moment when I said, okay, I don't want to make this next rap a battle rap. Let me try to come with a style or a rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I started getting into cadences and rhythms and styles. Mm-hmm. And so that's what sparked me, you know, starting to triple up a word. Flipping it with the style and, you know, start messing with it.
And for factual facts, ain't you in the Guinness Book World of Records for rapping? Yeah. Like, the fastest rapper ever?
Yeah, yeah. When I first got on, that was one of the things I did to give me, like, a promotional burst.
Yeah.
You know, we found out that it was a record in the Guinness Book for being the fastest rapper. And so, you know, I put myself to the test a little bit before I did it, and then came along and broke the record. It took a long time before anybody even tried, though, like over 10 years. So that was...
Has anybody, like, dethroned you as the fastest nigga to rap?
I wouldn't even call it dethroned, and I was an OG by the time the next person even tried. Yeah, because I actually did a slower version because I thought people would come right behind me and try to break it, but they never did. So I actually,
you're still the champ.
I wouldn't say that. I'll give it to the young guy that's in there. I forget his name.
Oh, okay, okay.
Definitely a young bull in there now.
How you stay in shape and keep your breath and all that type of shit? Like, when you go perform in concerts and all that shit, like, how you...
Do you smoke or drink or anything?
You know? Smoking a little, you know. Okay. I pretty much chilled out lately since I've been doing my new thing, but mostly just breath control. You practicing in the house, so you spit that line out, and then you know when that voice is running out and you got to take that breath, then you write the line so that it kind of fits within your breathing ability. So it might look like, oh, he ain't taking a breath, but I put them strategic breaths in between the lines. Yeah.
That's what it is. So how you feel about the evolution of just Chicago, man? You know, from obviously what you did in Do or Die in the 90s, and now you fast forward the drill music. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of younger cats doing their thing. Like,
real dope, man. Yeah. I remember coming up and feeling the music wasn't as good from my city. And then I remember fast forward to just looking around and listening to all of the artists and being like, man, all I hear is dopeness from my city. Every time I look up and see a new artist coming out, they coming with it on a whole nother level. So it's like a proud moment, because when I first came up, it was me telling everybody, Chicago is dope. Chicago do got some dope rappers. Y'all need to check us out. So now, you know, they kind of like at the forefront and you know, helping people evolve with the sounds that they got from them listening to Chicago music. So
who's your favorite new artist out of Chicago right now?
I probably don't got one. I like all of these new little guys. I like Zay Osama too. That's a new guy right there that I like a lot from the city. And all of them. I liked all of them. When Chief Keef first came out, when Lil Durk first came out, all of the guys that come out from the city, I like them. Cowboy, all of these, the guys that do their thing. Yeah. Like, I'm a fan of Chicago music. So that was refreshing for me too, like, to go from the point of constantly having to be a fan of artists outside the city to one day looking up like, man, all of the artists I'm listening to lately on a playlist is people from my crib.
Yeah.
So that was refreshing.
Have you had
it?
Go ahead.
Oh, no. I just, like, I know that you always talk a lot about Chicago, like your city, how beautiful it is and how much you love it and all that kind of stuff. So coming from an OG standpoint, what do you think can be done to kind of help clean up the darker side of Chicago, like with all the violence and the killings and stuff like that?
Anything that can be done in any town like Chicago to stop the darker side, you know, because I feel like a certain town will get a bad rap. A lot of times it comes with the hot rapper. Notice how Compton was looked at as the baddest town ever when Snoop was hot. Yeah. Remember how New York was looked at when Biggie was hot? You know, so a lot of times I notice that attention will follow the hot artist too. But to me, all of the neighborhoods in the United States that's similar to Chicago need that type of help. And whatever help you can bring to the infrastructure of Chicago, I feel like is needed in all of our neighborhoods.
All of the inner cities.
Yeah. So, and you know, there's no one answer, but definitely funding put into the proper sections will definitely help, because a lot of the kids need something to do.
Something
they come
to do,
outside and they see all of the wrong stuff, and that's what they emulate. But, you know, if you got certain centers in the hood or certain things where they can gravitate. Or like if you
can shortstop them with a positive, then they'll divert their attention to something else that can help them instead of hurting them.
Yeah, you got these undeveloped minds seeing all of this gangsterism, then that's what they're going to go to. You know?
Yeah, facts.
How does it make you feel when you see a headline, though, with a crazy weekend? I don't know, 40 people, 30 people shot in Chicago this weekend. Like, does it make you... Does it make you want to personally get involved and do certain things to try to stop those headlines? Or is it like it just is what it is? Or what's your thoughts when you see a headline like that?
Man, I'm affected by it not just when I see it in Chicago, when I see it in other towns, too. I think the last shooting was about 8-9 people killed in the house. Mm. It wasn't in Chicago. Mm. So this is a thing that we're dealing with in our urban communities. It's happening a lot in Chicago. And I think education is the key. Like a lot of times when you think and see guns, the first thing you think is, let's try to get rid of them. You know, so I think a lot of times we have to be educated the right way when it comes to firearms, and it changes our perception a little bit. You know, and that ain't the only thing, but definitely one of the things that I see that will help is situational awareness, paying attention to what's going on around you, knowing when to be somewhere, when not to be somewhere. And then just education, you know, better infrastructure on how things are ran.
You started a gun safety camp. Is it a gun safety camp or something? Well,
we
like
got
that?
Gun camp.
The gun camp. Yeah, what's that about?
We got gun camp. Actually, my buddy is with me right now. Yeah, we gun camp is really instructors. Hey. We're instructors. Like during my downtime, he was already doing it, but once we had to go into quarantine, you know, I'm pretty sure a lot of us started extra careers, got a new bag, switched it up a little bit. So one of the things I got into was gun safety and becoming a concealed carry instructor. Mm. So, yeah, I'm a USCCA and NRA concealed carry instructor.
So you can give somebody you can't issue the license or you just teach them so they can go get the license or.
Yeah, you come see me and him if you want to get your concealed carry license.
OK.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I can carry in New York.
Not New York.
That shit. What kind of life you need to carry in New York?
New York, Cali, you know, you got to go there and do the things they way. Even Illinois. You know, Illinois, we don't honor anything you bring up in there.
Oh, for real?
But, you know, Illinois, you can travel to like 27 states. Is it 27? Yeah.
Mm. Oh, so if you got a Georgia carrying license, you can't go to Illinois with it?
Nah.
Really?
Nope.
I didn't know that. Nah. Damn.
The laws is just kind of crazy for guns. You have to learn them and know. You know what I'm saying? Like you can be driving through from county to county, and one county you might be good, and next county you might not.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's all the same for me. I can't.
It's all one county for Bank.
So with the gun camp and the other things that you've done like over the years, like in the community or whatever, have you ever thought about possibly running for a public office?
Not me, but my buddy Creative Scott dabbles in that field, who's with me right here.
Hi, Scott. Again.
Yeah. He actually ran for alderman in his area, you know, came in second, you know, and probably going to do it again.
Okay. Mm.
So we got some questions from listeners that want to know, I guess, some of your interactions, relationship with some of these Chicago people. Let's start with President Obama. Have you ever met Obama, talked to Obama?
No, never
had
a chance.
Not at all? Okay. Nope. What about Kanye West? Obviously, you met and worked with Kanye West, but like, what's your relationship with Ye now?
We haven't talked lately, but still cool. Mm-hmm. You know, we just haven't talked, both of us working in our own fields. I'm pretty sure we're going to get together soon because, you know, we got mutual people still that go back and forth. Ryan Fest is one of my buddies. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he goes back and forth in between us. So we'll probably get together.
And I was reading that Kanye always been that visionary. Like a lot of people are getting to know him now, social media and all that shit. But I was reading in the book, it was like, Kanye been like that since way back in the day. Like, he'll come in the studio and say some.
Yeah, when I was going to his crib when he was living on the South Side and he was making beats, he still knew he was going to be the shit.
For sure.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Twin.
That's pure genius shit right there.
Hey, so what you think is the advantages or disadvantages from then and now? Like, from coming up in the music back then and coming up in the music now, what you think is the advantages and disadvantages?
Technology. Yeah, that's one of the main things. Back then, technology was something you had to pay for. You know, you want to be seen on that television or be on cable or radio, you had to pay for it. Whereas today, you can be the brokest person and open your laptop and get a bunch of people to see you.
So you would rather streaming be back in y'all days. If streaming, you think streaming is a good thing or bad thing?
It's good. But I can't say one era is worse or better than the other. Because back then, we didn't have the technology. But you might have also been the only rapper in your neighborhood. Fast forward today, you got the technology to open your laptop. Dude next to you opening his, her next to opening. You know, so you got the playing field. It's like you got so much more competition that are opening their laptops too. Yeah. So they kind of balance out. Back then, you didn't have the technology, but you also didn't have the competition as much. Today, you got the technology to do what you want to do, but you got all the competition in the world right there doing the same thing. So it's harder to stick out.
What about the clout? Like, what's your take on, like, this clout shit?
It was different back then, you know, getting your clout. Now, people will go to the extreme to get some clout. I don't even know for sure if people understand what the hell clout is when they be going
Break it down to them. Break it down to them.
I mean, clout is something to be respected for. You know, you used to get clout with your talents. It was some fly about you, not something stupid about you. A lot of times, like now, you could do something stupid and get a certain type of clout. It end up coming back on you when you look at it in the long run. But I just think people put themselves out there too much. I remember when this era first started with the cameras. Being from Chicago, like, gangsters don't tell on theyself in Chicago like that. Maybe the shorties do, but, like, the OGs, if they want to get you, they not jumping on Instagram and I'm doing this, I'm going to do that. The first thing that's going to happen is silence. You know what I mean? So if they want to get you at home, man, what you talking about? What? Like, we are very weary of putting business out there or chatterboxing too much, you know? So that's one thing that I see that's different today is people have gotten too used to the cameras. You will literally hold up an illegal gun in the camera and not think anything is going to happen to them. You know, so that clout game is a dangerous game right now. And I think we need to educate ourselves a little bit more on how it used to be when it came to talking too much.
You be on the social media kicking it, though. Not on no clout shit, but you be on there kind of just posting funny shit like almost every day, like whatever is going on.
Yeah, it'd be a little bit of me. It might be a little bit of my manager a little bit, too.
Okay, I got you. You just got to keep it going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know, like, when I was coming up and when I was little, like, We have this program here in Atlanta called American Rap Makers. And that was the first time that I ever saw the Poe Pimp video.
Taking it back.
So,
babe.
Like, when I was little, like, I made it my business to fucking... I'll beat your ass.
That's you was little. I ain't never known you be little, Jay.
Man, this nigga is crazy, man.
No, I'm just talking shit. Go
ahead. He got him one in.
No, like, shout out to Arnell. It's cool.
American rap makers, Arnell Star.
Yeah, shout out to Arnell Star. Yeah. I made it my business to fucking write down every word and learn the song. Like, every word.
Ain't no,
like,
way you wrote down no twist.
Oh, God, I wrote down every word and learned a song. It took me like a week.
Rap it now. I'll cash it.
Rap it off, yeah.
Twitter ain't
gotta
never play.
You gotta start the song.
Now. Twitter ain't never know, y'all not finna, y'all
I ain't never heard Twitter say on.
Y'all not finna do that to me. But, like, so whatever happened to Poe Pimp, the group that was on the song with you.
Do or Die.
I mean, Do or Die. I'm sorry.
Do or Die. I always say Do.
Because y'all had, like, y'all had Get It Wet. They were on Get It Wet, too, right?
No, they wasn't on that one.
No, good. Do You Want to Ride?
Do You Want to, yeah.
Yeah.
They was classic. Okay. So what happened to them, and where are they?
They still make music. They do a lot of other stuff, too, in the real estate, other things. I actually just talked to one of them, a couple days ago? Yeah, we still talk. They just recently released a song with me featuring on it called Hotel.
Okay.
How did y'all get kind of dope? You start the group. Was y'all from the same neighborhood, family, friends? What?
Not the same neighborhood, but the same area. Yeah. And we would cross each other all the time. And Do or Die was already hot before they got into music because they used to do dances and stuff like that.
Oh, they was already a group before you met them?
It was already a group, and it was already popular and doing
that
music.
That song was so hard to me. Like,
classic. You just like the hardest nigga coming out of Chicago. So it was
I was on the rap scene. Then they got into rap, and then. You know, that we just kind of organically came together.
Yeah.
That was my shit back then.
That was my jam.
Nah, it's classic.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You had a stint, too, where you was with Rockefeller, right? Yeah. Weren't you with Rockefeller for some time?
That was around the time Slow Jams came
out. Slow Jams came out.
Yep, and because of his
Marvin
involvement.
Marvin Gaye. That was my shit, too.
I love that shit. Yeah. Y'all need to know, now, Twista got hits just in case. Twista got hits.
Big old,
just putting that out
big
there.
Boy hits.
Like, I look back sometime and be like, damn, I got a few in the tank. Okay. I got a few.
Yeah. So how was that working with Rockefeller though? How long was you with him?
It was dope. I wish we got the chance to like make it as solid as I wanted to make it, but I was already with Atlantic Records at the time. We kind of had to, we just had to make it work with the vibe, you know. Then I was already linked in with Kanye. Then I did Is That Your Chick with Jay, you know. Then
popping got tags with that shit.
Popping tags.
Yes.
Twista, Killer Mike, Jay-Z, and I'm missing somebody.
Niggas weren't doing that back
then.
Niggas weren't doing that back then.
Yeah, that was my joint right there. It was fun working with them. I got a chance to go around the country, you know, doing Is That Your Chick with Jay. Mm-hmm. And just to get that whole experience definitely helped me grow as an artist. So it was dope.
What's some of the things you'll say to some of the young artists or just artists in general, man, to keep certain things good as you grow older, like keep your health right, keep your finances right. Like we've been seeing some unfortunate circumstances with people passing away, some people having financial issues and shit like that. Like what's some of the game you give to people so that they can grow and be all right as they grow?
Definitely you want to know what type of deals you're getting in. I mean, one thing that I see that's different is today artists would just be geeked to be signed. Mm-hmm. But the era I came up in, artists would be bragging about owning their masters. They would be bragging about how much knowledge they had about their contract and what publishing deal they're getting. Like, it was clout to have knowledge about the deal that you were being involved in. Mm-hmm. Whereas today, I got signed. I'm signed, and that's it. And they lit and turned up until they realize where all the paper going and where it ain't going. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's one of the biggest things I would say is to know the business. Know what type of contract you're signing. Don't just be geeked up about the moment, because tomorrow what you going to do?
How old were you when you signed your first contract?
About 18, 19 years old.
And you had a lawyer and everything when you signed your contract, or how did that go?
Yeah, I had a lawyer, but my lawyer was given to me by my manager. I came in the game getting fucked. So
I got you. So what I'm saying, everybody kind of got to go through it.
Yeah. I
played myself now. Ain't nobody to blame but me. Okay.
Yeah. You know.
So look, going back to the music shit though, right? So if I'm remembering correctly, what wasn't there like some little like Minor Static with Naughty by Nature and Bone Thugs in harmony?
Yeah, back then you got everybody.
What happened with that shit? Because like they don't even seem like it doesn't even like I don't understand like what the deal was with that. So can you like elaborate on that and how you felt about like being dissed and you just were just a fast rapper?
Who dissed? Somebody dissed Twista?
I think it was it Bone Thugs and Harmony and Naughty by Nature? Like, what was going on with that?
We all...
I don't remember exactly because I was little, but, like, again...
Bang is crazy.
But what? Like, what happened with that shit? Because I know it was something.
You ready?
I'm ready.
We all was rapping fast back then. Everybody wanted to be the catalyst or the person that did it first. So when you got Bone Thugs and Harmony, Naughty by Nature, Twista, you got all of these artists that's doing that style, we was at each other.
Oh, and what about Crucial Conflict?
Well, they from Chicago.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they from Chicago. They're my guys.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, you had, like back then, you had a lot of us at each other trying to stake claim for a style. So you had this person made a diss rap, then this person made a rap, I made a rap. And I think what made it all diffuse itself was everybody started rapping fast. And then we realized that between
kind of like how niggas are fighting about the first nigga that said no cap or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Once everybody started, for me, once everybody else started doing it, then me, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Naughty by Nature, groups like us, we started to realize that we pioneered in a new sound.
Right, and it's not nothing to beef about.
Yeah.
And it's something to be proud about, actually.
Yeah, and then once we realized, like, why we going to diss it? What, we finna diss everybody now?
Yeah, like,
you know, so, you know, we developed a brotherhood once we realized that everybody is doing what we was doing.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out to Tech N9ne, too. He be killing it.
Yeah,
Tech N9ne. Tech N9ne, Independent king. Independent king, man. Are you into sports at all?
A little bit.
What's your thoughts on the Chicago Bulls, the Chicago Bears? I can't even tell you.
Nothing really happening right now, you know, with the Bulls or the Bears. You know, I think with the Bears, we got Khalil Mack. And then with the Bulls, we got LaVine. And I don't really know what else going on. Mm-hmm. You know, ain't too much happening on our scene, basketball or football wise. Mad about it, but.
Mm-hmm. You said mad about it.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah. You got any artists signing you?
I used to. Right now, the only thing I'm focused on right now, artist-wise, as far as being under me, is my buddy Rello. But Rello is pretty much his own entity and CEO. Mm. And he's an artist that works in my studio a lot.
Mm.
Real, real dope. And you'll hear his music because he's dropping something soon, maybe this week. And it's called News at 9, and I'm on like 4 or 5 of the songs with him. And when he dropped that project, you know, everybody get to hear a new vibe from me, as well as how Rello was bringing it.
Y'all hit me about another artist. I did a mixtape for you, though.
An artist?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Bandman.
Rello is coming out now with his thing called News at 9, so look for that any day.
Right.
Bandman Kevo was hot on a whole nother level. Right now, Bandman Kevo is giving advice to anybody who wants to try to get rich. So
he was actually featured on our last episode by mistake.
Right.
He make money. He get money. He if it's cars, if it's Airbnbs, if it's credit situations, if it's crypto, Bandman just get money. So if you want to get money,
Bandman Kevo gets money.
If you want to learn how to get money, if you don't know nothing about getting money, check out Bandman Kevo. He going to give you all the scoop, the ins and outs, credit, everything. He going to help you get your
getting money and still doing music, or he just like, I'm just getting money now?
I think he still do music. Every time I look up, he's standing on some hill in front of some big, gigantic house with every fashion on his body you can name, so you just get money. That's my man.
So I know you were speaking about your label. Is your label Legit Ballin' still active? Is that what you're still working through, or is there a new, like, situation?
No, GMG. That's okay. What all of my projects been dropping under lately. Okay. Get Money Gang, GMG.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Mm. Anybody hit you up about the Versus shit?
Everybody bring it up every once in a while, but, you know, if it happens, it happens, you know. But me personally don't have anybody in mind like, man, me and this person should go up there and do it, you know.
Yeah, that would be
cool. You ain't got nobody you think you want to get it?
I want the fans to pick. Like, me personally, no, I ain't really got nobody in my head. Like,
Twista kind of got his own lane.
Yeah, I can't think off the top of my head. You know?
If I saw a Versus with Twista, I'd be hyped. But Twista and who?
Twista and Busta.
But I think Busta is already talking about it with other people. So that's why I'm always looking for.
But Busta's the only nigga that can really, like, even stand a chance, possibly.
Busta and Twista would be hard.
That'll be.
Yeah.
They're
visionary.
Yo, you heard it here first.
He might have some more jams, but I'll swing with him, though.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's my
20
man.
Songs? What is 20 songs?
20 songs, yeah.
Oh, that's all 20 songs?
Yeah.
Then you got oh, man, we're going. We're going to get out. Whoever it is, though.
And then
it'll be a fun thing, too. Like,
For sure.
You got some where they be like going at. I ain't really got that type of vibe with nobody, so I'm going to want to get lit, turn up with somebody.
I think them Versus help your catalog start.
Stream for sure.
Like a spike.
Yeah, for sure.
Spike after them Versus.
Yeah.
Because a lot of that stuff that I be seeing on Versus when I do watch it, I forgot about this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nah, real shit.
And then I remember you had a collaboration with the Rough Riders. How did that come about, and how was it working, like, with Swiss and Dragon?
That was real dope. I remember walking in there, and I didn't like that beat at first. I had to be convinced to rap on that beat. I hated that damn beat.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I hated the shit out of that beat until I sat down with Swiss.
Yeah, yeah.
And then his energy made me love the beat.
Yeah, they say he has great energy.
Yeah, once I saw him and how he was making the beat and I understood the beat.
And the passion.
From the perspective of coming from him.
Okay.
Then it was over. Then Dragon doing what he was doing.
Yeah.
And then that turned out to be one of my favorite
Dragon is really
songs.
One of my favorite rappers still to this day. Like.
Yep. Dragon still kills it right now. He's
long
still
live
dope.
DMX. Shout out to them. Prayers still to them because I know him and Dragon were really, really close, and I know he's taking it hard. But yeah, that was a dope collaboration.
Yeah, rest in power to DMX.
Man. So before we wrap, you've been in the game for a minute. Give us like a time or a story, maybe something we do or don't know about Twista, like something that was just kind of crazy. It could be maybe some crazy groupie shit. It could be some in the studio shit, like just a real memorable experience.
Yeah, mine don't be out there. A lot of mine happened before the social media days.
Okay.
Like, I'm like, damn, boy, if Instagram was out when I kicked that nigga in his chest that time for trying to steal my coat off the stage. Yeah, some things
happened. You got canceled. That's what they call it now. They would have canceled
the cancel
Twista.
Culture.
No.
They like that.
Y'all done saw my coat. And how that nigga was sneaking and dragging my coat off of that stage. And I turned around, saw that nigga with my coat. Straight in the chest.
You got your
and
coat back.
This was in, I think, St. Louis. Then a few years later, we in a record store. I'm doing like a signing and looked up and dude was right there.
And the nigga was right there.
Yeah, just so happened it wasn't no tough dude. He, you know, was like a... Regular,
like, because the nigga was wrong. Nigga
but that little incident could have cost me my life.
Nowadays.
Yeah, I remember when I was going back and forth with Tretch from Naughty by Nature, and then we took that big picture for XXL, and we standing out there. He swole walking up, looking like my man Cree, and we like, damn, that go Tretch right there. I'm like, man, is it finna be something? So we wondering if it's finna be something.
Yeah.
He walked up. He said, "See, told y'all it was all good. Y'all in my hood now. We chilling, and we just took the picture." And it was cool. It was cool with Tretch ever since.
Okay. That's what's up. I wish some of that energy could go on now, because sometimes it just don't be about nothing. Like, you and Tretch, it really wasn't about nothing. It's some music shit. Nah. It ain't no some shit really happened. It's
nothing,
just some music shit.
No money.
Sometimes some shit that ain't about nothing turns into something. That's what I'm always just preaching.
Yeah, I was sitting in the dressing room, I heard, and my video came on. And I was rapping fast, and they started talking shit about him, and he got mad. So then he came out and dissed me, and then I think he used the wrong words, because he said, "You could tongue twist your ass back to Chicago."
Mm. He said that on wax?
Yeah. If he would have just left it at you tongue twist the wax, motherfucker. That nigga said you can tongue twist your ass. Yeah, he said, I put a few blows in cargo so you could tongue twist your ass back to Chicago. Ooh. Then y'all go listen to Suicide. I ain't gonna say nothing else. That was my reply, yeah. Suicide. But
yeah.
But we cool though, man. Those are good stories. You know, even with Bone Thugs and Harmony. I remember when I approached Crazy Bone and told him, nigga, we finna do some music. We finna put all that behind us. I'm the new honorary member of Bone Thugs and Harmony. Twista, let's get this bag. Let's make this music. Mm. And we've been cool ever since.
That's hard.
Yeah, every member of Bone, I'm cool with.
Mm.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
That's
big shouts out to Twista pulling up the big facts, man. Any final words for the fans and everybody out there, man? We like to get people game.
Man, exercise your Second Amendment right. Protect yourself. Mm. Learn about firearms. Make sure you learn the safety rules.
Let me jump in that, man, because I got a couple family members that's scared of guns, and I'm trying to get them to get guns. Like, everybody should have a gun. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, guns are something that, to me, we as people were made to fear them. You know, a lot of times people don't understand that gun laws themselves are something that's part of racism. Most gun laws was made to keep guns out of our hands. You know, so I think we should definitely educate ourselves about guns. You see other demographics. You see the little boys and girls learning how to break them down, do everything at 8, 9, 10 years old. So I just think for us, learning about gun safety helps kill that curiosity, and it also changed the perception a little about what it is to have a firearm. Because a lot of times people see it, and the first thought you think is gangster shit. I want it to be the first time you see it, you think protection or a sport. Recreation, right. Competition, something like that. People shoot at targets all the time. You know, it's not always about a body. So that's one thing with me is I feel like the education about guns and gun safety will change the perception and then change some of the things people out here doing. And then mental. Everybody talking about guns, this, guns, that. That gun ain't nothing. Gun, knife is all just sitting there. Nothing can be done with it until the person with the personality or problem picks it up. So a lot of times when you see things happen on a mass level, address mental health, not just guns.
Yeah. It's not the gun, it's the person.
Right.
Oh, and lastly too, y'all be looking for this new movie that I got coming out. I can't tell everybody the name right now, but I'm an executive producer and part of this new movie. We got a big budget getting put together. It's going to be off the chain. Just remember I told y'all, Twista, a new movie coming out.
We all family that.
Woo! It's going to be dope. We haven't even picked the location yet. Right now what's happening is investors coming together, which I hope it don't turn out to be too many investors, but they coming together. We got a plan that's going to be off the chain. And I don't even want to mention.
You don't even want to say what it's about.
We in the middle of the script.
Yeah.
And right now, I'm under orders to let everybody know that the movie is about to pop.
Movie coming soon.
Sorry. Y'all looking for some acting?
Yep.
Put me down.
Yep. Okay. When we get off, we're going to exchange information.
Yeah.
Everybody in here can audition for it.
There you go.
I can't wait.
I'm in.
Congratulations, bro.
Big shouts out to Twista, man. We appreciate you, man. You know what it is, www.bigfactspod.com. Salute.
You know what it is, Big Facts, baby. Your boy Twista. You dig?
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah. With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch
is going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest
to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce.
Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.